pray for the baptism of Mr. Ray on January 1st. Let's pray together. Let's turn to Acts chapter 15. Acts chapter 15, verse 36. After some days, Paul said to Barnabas, "Come, let us return and visit the believers in every city where we proclaim the word of the Lord and see how they are doing." Paul was a very good preacher. So he wanted to know the spiritual situation of the believers. So borrowing from this verse, we also have to understand our own spiritual condition. And especially if we desire to walk with God, we should self-examine ourselves to make sure we are walking with God. And sometimes we do not like to self-examine ourselves. Because the consequence of self-examining ourselves is seeking out weaknesses or shortcomings. Oftentimes we are unwilling to face our own weaknesses or shortcomings.
原因是常常是 我们知道缺点，知道软弱， 但是人没有办法去改变。
Because many times, even though if we know of our shortcomings or weaknesses, we are still unable to change ourselves.
但是我们在主耶稣基督里头， 我们有这样的自信， 我们可以改变自己。
But in Lord Jesus Christ, we have a confidence that we can change ourselves.
靠着神的怜悯跟恩惠， 我们是可以改变的。
That through God's mercy and grace, we can change.
所以我们愿意。
Therefore, we are willing to self-examine.
Oh, 那今天我想要用10个问题来我们大家一起做反省。So
today, I'd like to go over 10 questions for us to examine.
第六个问题，我们是不是真的很真实的来过着一个圣洁的生活？
And the sixth question we'd like to talk about today is, have we been living a truly holy life?
一位圣洁的神， 他对我们的要求最基本的， 就是圣洁。
And as a holy God, his most basic fundamental or requirement for all of us is for all of us to be holy.
请看希伯来书12章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Chapter 12.
希伯来书12章14节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Verse 14, pursue peace with everyone and the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Here it is telling us to pursue after two things. So the first is to pursue after peace with everyone. The second is to pursue after holiness.
可见这两件事情它互相有关联。And
these two things placed next are in the same verse, which shows that they are connected.
一个追求过圣洁生活的人，他就容易跟别人和平相处。Because
someone who pursues after holiness will also have peace with everyone.
为了跟别人和睦相处，所以我们要追求圣洁。And
for us to have peace with everyone, therefore we have to pursue after holiness.
那下半句话说，人如果没有圣洁，是不能见神。The
latter half of the verse, it tells us that someone without holiness, someone who is not holy will not be able to see God.
这是很合理的，一个圣洁的神，他要我们存着圣洁。
This is very reasonable because a holy God requires us to be holy for us to see Him.
神是完美的神。God
is a perfect God.
那神之所以完美，其中的一个重要的原因，因为他圣洁。One
of the reasons God is perfect is because He is holy.
神也是希望我们过着一个美好的生活。God
also wants us to live a beautiful life.
所以他要求我们要圣洁。Therefore,
He requires of us as He requires us also to be holy.
圣洁能够让我们在家里头 啊，当一个尽本分的好的丈夫或者太太。
Being holy allows us to do our duty to be a good husband and wife.
这个圣洁能够让我们在工作上面啊，能够尽力尽本分。
And the same as in our workplace, holiness allows us to do our best at work.
啊，约瑟他是一个过着圣洁生活的人。
We know Joseph was someone who lived a holy life.
哦，所以他在他的主人波提法的家里工作呢，他表现非常的优异。
That's why he did well in Potiphar's house.
哦，所以约瑟他这样讲说。我怎么能够做这个大恶来得罪神呢？
That's why Joseph even said that. How can I do this great evil to God?
哦，他对这个圣洁看得很重。
Because he emphasized, he lived his life based on holiness.
哦，圣洁让我们在生活当中有原则。
Because holiness gives us principle in our life.
我们请参考列王记下第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 5.
列王记下五章二十六节。
Second Kings chapter 5:26。
旧约圣经464页，列王记下五章二十六节。
Second Kings chapter 5:26。But he said to him, "Did I not go with you in spirit when someone left his chariot to meet you? Is this a time to accept money and to accept clothing, olive, orchards, and vineyards, sheep and oxen?" And male and female slaves.
以利沙先知是一位圣洁的神人。
We know that Elisha was a holy worker of God.
哦，所以圣洁成为帮助他在生活当中有那个对的原则。
And because he was holy, he had the correct a firm and sturdy principle in life.
哦，虽然乃曼带了很多的礼物。是要来送给以利沙的。
Even though Naaman sent many gifts to give to Elisha,
在当时的先知，他们有时候也会接受人所送给他们的礼物。
And the prophets of the time sometimes would accept gifts that others may bring.
但是对乃曼的礼物呢，以利沙他没有接受。
But toward Naaman's gifts, Elisha did not want any of it.
他知道。他的生活，因为他是一个圣洁的神人，所以他的生活有对的原则。
Because he knows that he is a holy worker of God, therefore he needs the correct principle guiding his life.
那相对的，他的仆人基哈西就不能够有这个对的原则。
But on the other hand, his servant Gehazi did not have this right principle.
所以这个二十六节就是以利沙先知对他的仆人的问话。
So in verse 26, this is the question Elisha posed to his servant.
哦，现在不是得金啊，得银子啊，这个买田产的时候。
That this is not a time to accept money or other things.
那他能够这圣洁能够让人。有一个对的原则。
And because of his holiness, he had the right principle to also guide others.
哦，那基哈西他没有像先知这样的圣洁，所以他面对着财物，他就有贪心。
And because Gehazi did not have the same principle as Elisha, therefore he had greed in his heart.
哦，贪心绝对不是我们生活当中的对的原则。
And greed is not the right principle for us to have.
哦，我们知道很多不好的事情、不幸的事情，是因为贪心而引起的。
We often know that greed often brings a lot of problems.
哦，所以这个没有圣洁，常常让人不能有对的原则。结果给生活带来很大的伤害。
And because we may lack holiness in our life, therefore we also lack the right principle, which will also lead us to come across many problems.
哦，为什么神要求我们过着圣洁的生活？
Why does God want us to live a holy life?
因为神要我们用圣洁的原则来处理我们每天所遇到的问题。
Because He wants us to use holiness as a guide for all theEverything we come across in our life.
哦，人常常怎么来处理问题呢？
How do we usually take care of our problems?
哦，我们很容易会说大家都这么做，所以我们也这么做。
Oftentimes we say that, well, everyone's doing it. It doesn't matter if I do it or not.
哦，这个看起来好像是一个 一个很好的原则。
Sometimes it seems like a very good principle.
啊，但是在信仰的道路上面，这不会不一定是一个对的好的原则。
But in the path of faith, this might not be the right choice.
哦，有很多信仰上的失败啊，就是因为大家都这样子，所以我也这样子。
Many times we fail in our faith is because we follow the multitude.
啊，这个以色列人的失败就是这样子。
Often, and we see that the failures of the Israelites were many times they failed because of this reason.
啊，在撒母耳先知的时代，他们就说我们要立王，跟其他的国家一样。
Just like in Samuel's time, they wanted to set up a king just like any other nation.
啊，那以后啊，他们为什么？在他们的信仰里头掺杂了这些拜偶像的事情。
And why is it that later on they corrupted their life due to idolatry?
啊，因为他们要跟旁边的人一样。
Because they wanted to be like everyone else.
啊，那这样子就失去了那个最重要的原则，是不是得神的喜悦
？And then they lost the principle, the most important principle, which is it pleasing to God or not?
哦，所以大家都如何，这不一定等于就是标准，就是答案。
So just because everyone does it doesn't mean it's right.
啊，尤其在这样的世代里头，大家都怎么做的，常常是神所不喜悦的。
And especially in these times that when we see everyone doing something, oftentimes those things are not right.
哦，所以到了启示录，这主耶稣怎么讲呢
？And so in Revelation, what did Lord Jesus say?
啊，请看启示录十八章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 18.
启示录十八章第四节。
Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. Chapter 18, verse 4. Then I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, so that you do not take part in her sins, so that you do not share in her plagues.
哦，这里说从那个城出来，从那个巴比伦出来。
Here this verse is referring to let us depart from Babylon.
哦，巴比伦啊，就是一个人很多的地方。这个巴比伦城是一个人很多的地方。
The city of Babylon represents a city of full of people.
啊，在巴比伦，大家的啊。所努力的啊，大家有啊共同的这个啊这个潮流方向。
That in Babylon, everyone is striving for the same goal. Everyone is striving in the same direction.
哦，在这个巴比伦的生活就是大家所要追求的生活。
And to say that we live in Babylon, that means that we are living in the way that we're in the way which everyone else lives.
那在这里说要从那个巴比伦出来。
But here this verse tells us to come out of Babylon.
哦，我们要紧的是过着一个神所喜悦的生活。
Because what is important is for us to live a life that pleases God.
哦，我们再看启示录十七章啊第六节。
Let's also look at Revelation chapter 17 verse 6. Chapter 17 verse 6. And I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of the saints and the blood of the witnesses to Jesus. When I saw her, I was greatly amazed.
我们知道启示录里头用了很多这种象征性的数字啊，或者表征。
We know in Revelations there's a lot of symbolic people or numbers.
啊，那这里说那个啊。那个女人呐、啊，喝醉了圣徒的酒，跟为耶稣做见证之人的啊的血啊。
This verse tells us that a woman was drunk with the blood of the saints and the blood of the witnesses to Jesus.
哦，我们常常说这个血跟生命有关系。
Oftentimes we say that blood is connected to life.
哦，那时间就好像生命。
And that time is like life.
啊，所以一个人如果将他的时间奉献给哪一个人，就好像他把生命交给那一个人。
So if we say that we give a certain amount of time to another person, it's as if we're saying we give a part of our life to that person.
啊，如果我们把时间都献在这个 巴比伦城里头。
For example, if we spend all our time and give it to Babylon,
我们就好像把我们的生命、把我们的血来献给这个巴比伦。
In the same way, we can say that we are giving our life or our blood to Babylon.
为什么会把时间都献给巴比伦？
Now, why would we give our life to Babylon?
因为大家都是这样子。
Because everyone's doing it.
所以我们要用圣洁的原则来处理我们的生活，处理生活上所遇到的问题。
Therefore, we have to use the principle of holiness to handle all aspects of our life.
圣洁是神一个很基本的性情。
Because holiness is the most fundamental attribute of God.
我们要像主耶稣，我们要有神的圣洁。
And we have to be like Lord Jesus. We also have to be like Lord Jesus. We need to have God's holiness.
圣洁让我们有真正的谦卑。
And to be holy allows us to truly be humble.
圣洁让我们有真正的爱。
To be holy allows us to be truly loving.
圣洁让我们像主耶稣那样子不自私，为人着想。
And to be holy allows us not to be selfish and to be like Lord Jesus, always thinking of others.
圣洁让我们像主耶稣那样子能够去饶恕人。
And to be holy allows us to be like Lord Jesus to forgive others.
第七个问题，我们是不是对神的恩惠仍然是总是存着喜乐？
And the seventh question is, are we always joyful due to God's grace?
神的恩惠，我们常常想就是神的恩典。
Oftentimes, when we mention God's grace,
我们讲神的恩典，我们常常想到我的病痛得到医治。
We often think of God's blessings. For example, God has healed us of our sicknesses.
我们想到神的恩惠，我们想到神带领我经过了、突破了我的困难。
Or that God has grace, God's grace through God, by God's grace, we are delivered from our difficulties.
我们想到神的恩惠，我们常常就想到一些个人的见证。
Oftentimes, when we think of God's grace, we think of other people's testimony.
当然这些都是神的恩惠。
And of course, all of these are is God's grace.
但是常常这些都是很个别性的，很个别 individual 的。
But when we think of these things, we also think of them individualistically.
那常常这些体验，你的体验不一定就会是我的体验。
Meaning that just because someone experienced it doesn't mean that I'll also experience the same.
那我在这里所要讲的神的恩惠是这种普遍性的恩惠。
But rather, with a grace that I would like to speak of is a holistic grace.
是我们共同领受的。
That's a grace that all of us has received.
称它为恩惠，因为这是神所赐的。
But it's called a grace because it's something that's given freely by God.
这个常常是别人所没有拥有的。
And it's also something that other people might not have.
今天我们来到这里，我们来守安息日。
Today we come here to observe the Sabbath.
我们在这里一起祷告，我们唱诗，我们学习道理。
Then we are sitting here, we pray, we sing hymns, we learn of the truth.
你想想看，你的朋友、你的亲戚，他们现在正在做什么？
And we can think of our friends or our family. What are they doing now?
他们不是像我们现在正在拥有这个守安息日。
That they do not necessarily have the what is everlasting. For example, the Sabbath.
所以安息日就是神的一种恩惠。
So the Sabbath itself is a grace of God.
我们的读经生活、我们的祷告生活，这就是神的恩惠。
Our spiritual cultivation, reading the Bible and praying, this is also a grace of God.
我们弟兄姐妹在一起的活动团契，这就是神的恩惠。
Our fellowship with one another, our activities together, this is also a grace of God.
我们的崇拜聚会，这就是神的恩惠。
That our services where we worship, our worship services is also a grace of God.
我们的圣餐礼，这就是神的恩惠。
The Holy Communion is a grace of God.
为什么会有这些？
And why do we have all of these?
因为主耶稣拣选我们，我们是他的百姓。
Because the Lord Jesus chose us and we are his people.
那我们对这些神的恩惠，我们是不是仍然存着一个喜爱、享受这样的态度？
And because we are given all this grace, do we have a heart that that enjoys and loves these things?
这个大卫他在诗篇122篇说，人家如果邀请他说，我们到神的殿，他就很喜乐。
And in Psalm 122, David says that he is very joyful to go to the temple of the Lord.
那耶利米书十五章先知说他得着神的话语，他就好像把食物一样把它吃进去。
And in Jeremiah chapter 15, Jeremiah describes how eating the words of God is like a great, brings him great joy and a delight to his heart.
哦，领受了神的话，成为他心中的力量，成为心中的喜乐。
Or eating the words of God is a delight to his heart.
哦，这个，先知他们用一个很好的属灵状况在跟神同行。
And that these prophets or these saints, they have a very good spiritual condition for them to walk with God.
哦，他们对神的这些恩惠总是存着一个欢喜的态度。
That they always have a joyful attitude when partaking in these activities.
那所以对神的恩惠，我们的态度是怎样？这个呢，可以来评估我们的属灵状况。
So for us to ask the question, what is our attitude, when taking in this grace of God? This gives us a standard of our spiritual condition.
第八个问题，好，我们是否很乐意来行善
？And eighth question we can ask ourselves is, are we always joyful in doing good?
请看《使徒行传》第十章。
And let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章三十八节。
Acts chapter 10, verse 38.
三十八节。
Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were opposed by the devil, for God was with him.
在这里彼得对哥尼流来介绍主耶稣。
Here Paul was introducing Lord Jesus to Cornelius.
这个哥尼流他是一个很虔诚的人，他相信独一的真神，他也敬拜独一的真神。
Cornelius was a very fervent, devout person, and he believes in the one true God.
但是有一点不够完全的地方就是他不认识主耶稣。
But a part where he was lacking a little bit was because he did not recognize or know of Lord Jesus.
那所以主耶稣特别在异象中差遣保罗到哥尼流那里去。这个彼得。
So, God gave Peter a vision and sent Peter to speak with Cornelius.
那当然也让哥尼流看异象，要去邀请彼得。
And of course, God also gave Cornelius a vision to welcome Peter.
那这个三十八节就是彼得他介绍主耶稣。
And here in verse 38 is where Peter introduced Cornelius to Lord Jesus.
那其中的一个项目就是主耶稣他周流四方行善事。
And here one of the descriptions is how Lord Jesus went about doing good and healing all.
所以行善这是主耶稣留给我们的榜样之一。
So doing good is one of the examples that Lord Jesus has given us to follow.
我们再看路加福音第十章。
Let's also look at Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章三十七节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 37.
路加福音十章三十七节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 37. He said, "The one who showed him mercy," Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise."
这里主耶稣说你去照样行吧，照样做吧。
Here, Lord Jesus said to the man, "Go and do likewise."
我们知道这是主耶稣所讲的那个好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
We know that this is part of the parable of the Good Samaritan.
所以主耶稣也勉励我们要多多的去行善。
So Lord Jesus also encourages us to also do good.
我们也常常说要做一个好撒玛利亚人。
Oftentimes we say that we have to be like the Good Samaritan.
所以我们问问自己，我们是不是很乐意的去关怀我们的家人、朋友、弟兄姐妹之外的人
？So we have to ask ourselves, do we have a desire to care for or do good to those who are not our brothers and sisters, our family or our friends?
我们是有很努力在行善。在帮助人。
Are we always trying to help others and to do good?
我们有在做。
If we are doing these things,
我们有在做。
When we do these things,
那 通常我们的对象、啊、都是我们家里的人，我们的朋友或者弟兄姐妹。
Oftentimes it is directed to our family, our friends, or our brothers and sisters.、
啊、那我们可以的话，我们的目标更进一步的，除了这些人之外，我们也向他们行善。
And so if、perhaps a,To better our goal, it would be to also to continue to do good、outside of, the, of our,、our immediate family and friends.、
啊、当然我们知道我们今天很难做一个像当时那样的所谓的好撒玛利亚人。
And、for us, it's probably very difficult to be like this good Samaritan.
因为现在的社会太很复杂。
Because our society today is very complex.
好，靠我们个人，我们没有办法做。
That just by ourselves is very difficult to do good.、
哦、这个、很多的教导也在教导我们，你不能够随便对一个陌生人、啊、跟他打交道，或者说表示 你对他的好。
And especially, and we also know that many of our teachings today、from the world also tell us、don't talk to strangers or don't treat strangers or too well.
哦，因为这个已经关联到整个社会的问题。
Because there's an underlying problem that affects all of society.
因为这个已经不是个人能够去做的。
Because it's not something that we can do individually anymore.、
哦、这常常是要有一个、啊、一哪一种组织有受过训练的人，他们才有办法做。
But rather, those who can do good, usually have to be a part of an organization or to be able to truly do good.
哦，所以今天我们行善呢、啊，常常是间接的做。
Indirect. So oftentimes the good we do today is through indirect means.
啊，就是说，比如说红十字会，这是一个很好的机构。
For example, the Red Cross. This is a good means.
啊，它是很在帮助关心一些需要帮助的人。
And they often help those who are in need.
啊，那他们通常不带有什么宗教的色彩。
And oftentimes they do not also carry any religious undertones.
啊，像这样的组织，我们可以的话，我们应该可以去赞助、啊、或者去当他们的义工。
And oftentimes, for organizations such as these, we can support or even volunteer.、
啊、因为我们是主耶稣的门徒，我们很乐意的来行善，来帮助别人。
Because as Lord Jesus' disciples, we have to be very willing and eager to do good and help others.、
啊、我们说我们要效法主耶稣基督。
Because we say that we have to follow Lord Jesus.、
啊、所以我们要问我们自己，我们是不是很乐意的来做一些 好事情帮助别人。
Therefore, we have to ask ourselves, are we、eager to do good to others?、
啊、第九个问题，我们是不是 有经常性的跟主耶稣之间有团契。
The ninth question we ask ourselves is, do we constantly communicate with Lord Jesus?
主耶稣复活升天了。
That Lord Jesus has resurrected and ascended into heaven.
哦，就好像我们常说，神是我们肉眼看不见，但是他存在。
And oftentimes we say that God, we do not see God in body,
但是他存在。
But yet he still exists.
那也因为这样子，所以我们常常会忽略了我们跟神之间的团契。
But because we, because of this reason, we often sometimes neglect our communication with God.
哦，跟他的 fellowship.
Or the fellowship we have with God.
哦，我们很清楚的知道神是存在的神。
Because we know that God is exists.
哦，但是我们跟神之间的团契有多少
？But how much?Time do we use to fellowship with him?
在约翰福音十五章，主耶稣谈到那个真葡萄树的比喻。
In John chapter 15, it describes the parable of the true vine.
那个重点就是我们要在他里头，他在我们里头。
The important part is that we are in God, we are in Jesus, and He also, or we abide with Jesus, and Jesus also abides in us.
那个就是一种团契。
And this means that there must be some kind of fellowship.
我们不能够只是 做一个基督徒，一个信徒。
That we cannot just be a Christian or a believer.
哦，我们是要有经常性的跟神之间有团契。
But we have to constantly have a fellowship with God.
哦，我们应该持续的努力的来保持着跟主耶稣之间的那种各个层面的跟他啊，跟他团契。
That we have to fellowship with God constantly and fellowship with Him in various aspects.
在他给我们的道理上面来跟他团契。
That we have to fellowship with the truth that He has given us.
在灵里头来跟他团契。
To fellowship with Him in spirit.
在爱的上面，我们更多的来体会，来体验他的爱。
That in love that we experience God and God's love more and more.
啊，保罗啊，他用一个很好的灵性在跟主啊，跟神同行。
And Paul has a very good spiritual attitude in his fellowship with God.
那他很看重他跟神的这种团契。
And he emphasizes this fellowship with God plays a very important role in his life.
请看腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章二十一节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. Verse 21, For to me, living is Christ, and dying is gain.
这里保罗说，他活着就是基督。
Here it says, to live is Christ.
再看第三章第九节。
Let's also look at
chapter 3,
verse 8. More than that, I regard everything as lost because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things. I regard them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ.
在这里保罗很努力的要得着主耶稣基督。
Here, Paul is striving very hard to gain Christ.
所以在三章十四节他就说他是努力的向着标杆直跑。
That's why in also chapter 3 verse 14, he says that he presses on toward the goal for the prize.
这个所谓的团契就是共同来拥有。
And this fellowship is that everyone can participate to have.
主耶稣得着我们，我们也得着主耶稣。
That Lord Jesus can have us, and we can also have Lord Jesus.
在主耶稣的道理里头，在主耶稣的灵里头，在他的爱里头。
That in Lord Jesus' spirit, his truth and his love.
我们来拥有主耶稣，他来拥有我们。
That we can gain Lord Jesus, and he can also gain us.
那所以我们就知道如何来跟他，什么叫做跟神团契。
And so what does it mean to fellowship with God?
我们如果看重他的道理，看重被他的圣灵充满。
That if we have, if we give His truth special importance in our life, if we pay special importance to receiving His Spirit,
我们很看重不断的继续的来领受他的爱。
That if we continually try to gain His love,
那这就等于说我们有经常的在跟神团契。
This means that we are constantly fellowshipping with God.
那我们也能够就像保罗他们那样子，那么的。有信心有力量。
Then we can also be like Paul to have such faith and such strength.
常常因为我们少许的团契，所以我们只有小小的信心。
And because oftentimes we neglect our fellowship, therefore we find our faith being small.
因为我们只有少许的团契，所以我们只有那个不很活泼的盼望。
Because we often lack fellowship, we also find ourselves.That are the that living hope in us very small.
因为只有少少的团契，所以我们也只有少少的平安。
And because we often lack our fellowship with God, we also find ourselves lacking in faith.
因为只有少少的团契，所以我们的生活里头也只有少少的圣洁。
Or lacking in peace, because we often lack our fellowship with God, we also find ourselves lacking in holiness.
那我们常常就像启示录第三章那个老底家教会的信仰情况是温水的信仰。
Because of all of these things, we find our faith like that of the members in Laodicea, that it is a lukewarm faith.
哦，这个看不见的神，我们知道很重要，但是常常被我们忽略。
That this God that we cannot see, we, even though we know this God is very important, but we often neglect him.
哦，我们常常会在看得见的事情上面很努力，但是却不努力于跟看不见的神来团契。
That we often pay more attention to the things that we can see and neglect the things that we cannot see.
那我们常常很容易被这个世界上的事情，甚至罪来把我们占有。
That is very easy for us to be taken over by the things of the world or even conquered by sin.
哦，我们并没有让我们自己让主耶稣来拥有我们。
That we do not allow God to have us or to gain us.
最后一个问题啊，我们是否准备好主耶稣的再来？
And last, the tenth question is also, have we done all our preparations for God to come again? For Lord Jesus to come again?
对未来最切实的一件事情就是主耶稣的再来。
The most certain thing that we can expect in the future is the second coming of Lord Jesus.
因为这是主耶稣他自己的应许。
Because this is the promise of Lord Jesus.
因为这也是所有的使徒他们所强调的。
And all the apostles emphasize this fact.
因为这也是天使对世人的宣告。
This is also the message that the angels have given humans.
所以主耶稣的再来是将来最确定的一件事情。
So the second coming of Lord Jesus is the most certain thing that we know will happen in the future.
那做一个要跟神同行的人，我们对耶稣的再来我们有没有在做准备？
So as someone who walks with God, have we prepared ourselves for Lord Jesus' second coming?
我们请看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书三章二十三节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. Verse 23.Whatever your task, put yourselves into it as done for the Lord, not your masters.
这里说我们如果 有把主耶稣要再来这个事情摆在我们的生活里。
This verse tells us that if we place this matter of Lord Jesus' second coming into our lives,
那么我们在做事情我们的态度是不一样的。
Then when we do something, we find our attitudes being different.
我们常常是为别人来做事情。
Oftentimes when we do something is to do it for other people.
我们常常为了一些目的来做事情。
Or is to do it for some kind of purpose.
我们如果是在准备主耶稣的再来，我们是做给主耶稣看。
But if we are preparing ourselves to do for Lord Jesus' second coming, we are doing it for Lord Jesus.
我们是为主耶稣而做。
We are doing it so that Lord Jesus can see.
所以我就用今天就用这十个问题来做我们的这个反省。
So today I'd like to use these 10 questions for our self-examination.
我们不要做一个不在意我们属灵状况的人。
We should not be someone who neglects our spiritual condition.
反省当然常常是痛苦的一件事情。
And sometimes self-examination might bring us suffering or discouragement.
我早上已经讲了，不是要让我们觉得灰心沮丧。
And I mentioned this morning that we do this not so that we can be discouraged or lose hope.
我们要听主耶稣怎么说。
But we have to listen to what Lord Jesus is saying.
主耶稣说，劳苦挑重担的到我这里来。
Lord Jesus is telling us that those who are weary and burdened, please come to me.
主耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，所以到我这里来。
Lord Jesus is saying that He is the bread of life, and we should go to Him.
主耶稣甚至是在寻找我们。
And Lord Jesus is even searching for us right now.
如果我们真的觉得我们在生活当中缺少平安、喜乐跟安慰。
That if we are lacking in comfort or peace in our life,
我们真的需要求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们调整一下我们每一天的生活。
Then let us ask Lord Jesus to help us and to adjust our life.
我们真的努力的来就近他。
So then let us strive hard to draw closer to Him.
我们更求他圣灵充满我们，内住我们。
And ask Him to fill us more with the Holy Spirit.
我们求他帮助我们，能够常常像玛利亚一样，安静的在主耶稣的脚前。来听主耶稣讲。
Let us ask Lord Jesus to make us like Mary to sit before Him to listen to His words.
我们要向主耶稣最后的邀请说， 来白白的取生命水喝。
And let us also be draw closer to Lord Jesus so that we can hear him say, "Come and drink from the water of life."
哦，在反省之后，或许我们觉得我们真的是。是很低落。
And sometimes, when we examine ourselves, we find our condition to be rather poor.
但是我们记得主耶稣的怜悯。
But let us remember Lord Jesus' mercy.
请看马太福音十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 20.
Verse 20, he will not break a bruised reed or quench a smoldering wick.Until he brings justice to victory.
为什么人不喜欢反省？
Why is it that as men we do, or humans we do not like to self-examine?
或者是说大家比如说公司里头的这个检讨会。
Or for example, when we do self-evaluations in our company.
因为这个所谓的检讨有时候是很残忍的。
Because sometimes these evaluations can be harsh.
你一被评估，你是低于标准。你被 evaluated，你是 under 低于标准。
That if you're say you're evaluated as underperforming,
那你就知道你可能这个工作你可能要被被人家把你解雇了。
Then we might be worried that we might lose our job.
但是感谢神，主耶稣不是这样子。
But thank God that Lord Jesus is not like this.
他是爱我们，他充满着怜悯。
That he loves us, he is filled with mercy.
所以就像这个经节所说的，压伤的芦苇他不会把它折断。
Just like this verse tells us, he will not break a bruised reed.
所以我们不用怕。
So let us not be afraid to evaluate ourselves.
神不会把我们说你低于标准 ，you are out.
Just because we are underperforming, God will not cast us out.
所以不用丧气，我们继续仰望他。
But so we do not need to be need to despair, but let us continue to focus on Him.
我们求他赐给我们一个渴慕的心。
And let us ask Him to give us a heart that thirsts for Him.
我们渴慕在灵性上更长进。
A heart that thirsts to continue to grow spiritually.
我们求他继续吸引我们。
Let us ask Him to continue to draw ourselves closer to Him and attract us to Him.
因为没有他的吸引，我们很容易的是会灰心，是会离开的。
Because if He does not attract us to Him, it's very easy for us to just leave.
为什么我们真的需要用反省来跟神同行？
And why is it that we need to self-examine to walk with God?
因为时间很有限。
And it's because time is very limited.
最后看希伯来书第十章。
Let's lastly look at Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书十章三十六节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. Verse 36, for you need endurance so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised.
三十七节。
Verse 37, for yet...In a very little while, the one who is coming will come and will not delay.
这里说一点点的时候。
And here it says, a very little while.
这对我们每一个人来讲都是一个事实。
And this is a truth that is given to all of us.
时间是很有限的。
That our time is limited.
我们稍微回想一下，我们就也会觉得说，2011年。就这么快就要过去了。
Because even if we just look back, we find out 2011 truly passed very quickly.
所以让我们都一起醒过来我们要用更好的属灵情况来跟神同行。
So let us awaken and realize that we need to have a better spiritual condition so that we can walk with God.
唱诗224首。
Let us sing hymn 224.